This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
There was a bit of fever in the house last night, of course, in the MasterChef competition. We're down to the final two. And sadly, last night, Alana left the competition just in the last week. Oh, my God. Alana, welcome to Joy.
Oh, hi. How are you going?
How are you, honey?
Oh, yeah, not too bad. Disappointed, but excited to be out.
Now, I have to say, last night, oh, my God. You and Kate in the elimination test.
It was crazy.
What was your worst nightmare?
It was crazy. Did you see the size of it? It was massive.
Well,
and
I
all
did.
Those different little lollies. There was about 13 or 14 separate recipes we had to do.
What was going through your mind at that point when you saw that damn house?
Oh, my God. I was just going, are you serious? Do you honestly think we're going to be able to put that thing up?
I really felt for you guys last night because, I mean, normally we'll just get, like, lollies from the supermarket and just plug them on.
Yeah, definitely.
We just had to make them.
I know, we had to make them all, and we had to make, it wasn't just the jellies, they were, like, lollipops and sherbet and all sorts of goodies.
Had to make those before?
No, never. And it was fantastic learning how to make them because I'm actually going to try and make them now in my own kitchen. I think it was a lot of fun and they tasted fantastic.
Because you made some excellent lollies last night, which the judges commented on.
That was because I'd put so much time and effort into getting them that obviously at the end I didn't leave myself quite enough time to put it together. But then the judges, yeah, loved the flavour and the texture of them, which were great.
Now, it's been a rollercoaster ride, Alana, for you over the last few months. Mm. What's been some of the highlights for you on the show?
Oh, I loved running around New York with Ellie when we got on the subway and we should have really got in a taxi and we got lost and went to the wrong restaurant and then we ended up winning, which was fantastic. And having the judges come to my house last week just to cook for myself and my hubby and my friends, that was a highlight.
So working with all these wonderful chefs must have been a dream come true for you.
It was. They really were so gracious with their time and all their information, and you just felt like they were so approachable. It was fantastic just, you know, having a chat to them. And then obviously I got to meet one of my idols, Nigella. So that was awesome because I think she's such a fantastic ambassador for food.
Isn't she just gorgeous though?
She's even more adorable in real life, I can tell you that.
She is stunning. Now, you are a journalist and you want to get into food writing, mm-hmm. and a cookbook. Have you picked Matt Preston's brains about that?
I have been. He's been a real mentor for me through this whole competition, and I'm sure I'll keep going back to him while I'm trying to pursue all these dreams that I have, just to make sure that he thinks I'm on the right track and what should I do with this and what should I do with that, which is great. And he's been really open to, you know, helping me with that, which is fantastic.
Now, your hubby Rob must be very pleased to have you home again.
He is. Although he's become very domesticated since I've been gone, which is awesome. I'm just hoping it's going to continue now that I get home. He's already cooked me a dinner, which was nice.
Well, what did he cook you?
He cooked me a stir fry with duck. So,
lovely.
I know. He's getting very gourmet on me.
Now, each week, Alana, I try and ask the Lester Vic D some cooking tips for our listeners here on Joy 94.9. Now, of course, the big final is on Sunday night, mm-hmm. and no doubt many MasterChef parties are going to be happening all over the country.
Yes.
So what is a perfect dish we can whip up to entertain our friends?
I think what it is, it's anything that you don't have to be taken away from your friends. Make sure you can prepare it early and that you don't have too much to do while your friends are there. And always have a glass of wine within easy reach.
A bottle of wine, I think.
A bottle of wine, yes.
So, Alana, you've
got... But a good barbecue will satisfy everybody.
So what's coming up for you? You've got a cookbook in the works.
And I've got my blog, which is called A Morris Distraction, is up, and there's some fantastic recipes on there, and that's on my website, alanalowes.com.au. And just getting cookbook proposals together, and I'm working on some ideas for a cooking show, which I would love because I love watching cooking shows. So I just want to inspire people to get into the kitchen and just enjoy food.
That sounds fantastic,
yeah.
Alana. One more question for you. Who is your pick to take up the title this year?
Oh, I honestly think that it's going to be super, super close. But I think Kate might pick Michael if there's going to be some dessert in the finale. And my bet's on her.
Do you think there will be a dessert or a savoury dish?
I think, well, last year and the year before, we've seen a dessert. We've seen a number of different dishes they've had to cook. And there's always been a dessert. So if it's anything like the last two series, it's going to be tough.
It is going to be fantastic. We'll be watching, of course. And Alana, best of luck for the future.
Thank you so much.
If you're ever in Melbourne, make sure you come and see us here at Joy 94.9, okay?
Absolutely, I will do.
Okay, honey, thanks for that.
Thanks, bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.